嗨，大家好，
Hi, everyone.
我是老陈。
I am Lao Chen.
今天是2026年6月27号，星期六。
Today is Saturday, June 27, 2026.
今天是周六。
Today is Saturday.
咱们做周末闲聊。
Let's have a weekend chat.
第一个话题。
The first topic.
聊聊电影及其他。最近的一个热点是冯导的新片《抓特务》和韩红的《走面》。
Let's talk about the recent hot topics in movies and other areas, such as director Feng's new film Catch the Spy and Han Hong's Running Noodles.
我已经看到有很多自媒体来说
I have seen many self-media saying
这个事情基本上是喷的居多。
This situation is basically full of criticism.
如果光是这一件事
If only this was the only thing
事儿在我看来不是什么了不得的大事儿。
In my opinion, it's not a big deal.
这些年被各种名人专家们忽悠跳
For years, I've been misled by various experts and celebrities.
各种坑
Various pitfalls.
相比买房
Compared to buying a house.
炒股
Stock trading.
买车或者是结婚生娃
Buying a car or getting married and having children.
这些人生大事可是要重要的多。
These are really important life events.
如果其中有一个决策的时间不合适
If any of the decision-making times are inappropriate,
条件不成熟
The conditions are not mature,
甚至就是一个骗局
It's even a scam.
那决策者可能要承受的后果就是个人、家庭在未来若干年沉重的压力。
The decision makers may face the consequences of heavy pressure on their personal and family lives in the coming years.
也许再也没有翻身的机会。
Maybe there's no chance to turn things around.
所以，一张电影票钱真的不算什么。
So, a movie ticket is really not that expensive.
其实按一些人的标准
In fact, according to some people's standards,
我没有资格对电影市场说三道四。
I have no qualifications to comment on the movie market.
因为我已经很久没有进过电影院了。
Because I haven't been to the cinema for a long time.
这些年我也没有看到有一部电影值得我花费时间金钱去看。
In recent years, I haven't seen any movie worth spending time and money on.
按现在的审查标准
According to the current review standards,
我估计以后可能也不会去看了。
I think I probably won't go anymore.
我想每个人都有自己看电影的理由。
I think everyone has their own reasons for watching movies.
有人喜欢被感动。
Some people like to be moved.
有人希望受到教育。
Some people want to be educated.
而我喜欢看点有趣的东西。
And I like to watch interesting things.
如果想感动我
If you want to impress me,
那必须是真实的。虚构
That must be a real fiction.
或是扭曲现实的表述
Or a distorted representation of reality.
再加上刻意的煽情
And a deliberate emotional manipulation.
只能赚得廉价的眼泪
Only earn cheap tears.
而当真相与谎言对峙时
When truth and lies face each other,
不管谎言使用了多么高超的技巧
No matter how sophisticated the lies are.
假的永远不可能变成真的。
Nothing can be made from nothing.
而如果仅仅是出于找个乐子，放松一下的目的。
And if it's just for the purpose of finding some fun and relaxing.
去看电影。
Go to the movies.
真实性就无所谓了。
Authenticity doesn't matter.
可惜。
Unfortunately.
不仅是国产片，连引进的大片。
Not only domestic films, but also imported films.
在娱乐性方面也没有什么让人眼前一亮的。
There's nothing particularly exciting or memorable about it from an entertainment perspective.
不是人家没有好东西，是规矩变了。
It's not that people don't have good things, but that the rules have changed.
好东西也进不来了。
Good things can't come in.
最后从电影再发散一下。
Finally, let's draw some inspiration from the movie.
因为我一直在做书籍的推荐。
Because I have been recommending books.
主要是社科类的书籍。
Primarily social science books.
这个带货也是我的一个主要收入。
This is also one of my main sources of income.
我个人的感觉。
My personal opinion.
好书比以前少了。
Good books are becoming scarcer than before.
特别是一些比较深刻的书。
Especially some more profound books.
已经很难见到了。
It's hard to see them now.
所以一些经典好书如果遇到可以先存着。
So, if you come across some classic good books, you can save them for later.
未必有再版的机会了。
It's unlikely that it will be reprinted.
还有就是，我看到有人说，韩红这次翻车是大环境变了。
And another thing is that I saw someone say that Han Hong's recent failure is due to the changing environment.
这事儿放在十年前。
This is something that happened 10 years ago.
可能会有不少人真的听了号召去买票看电影。
Many people really listened to the call and bought tickets to watch the movie.
即使有人真的心里不高兴。
Even if someone is really unhappy.
最多置之一笑。
At most one smile.
但是今天不一样了。
But today is different.
可能很多人经历了各种各样的不顺利。
Many people have experienced various setbacks.
而可以用来平衡情绪的出口越来越窄了。
And the outlets for balancing emotions are becoming increasingly narrow.
承担过多压力的人。
People who are under too much pressure.
很难再有之前的宽容。
It will be difficult to have the same tolerance again.
未来可能类似的翻车事件会一次又一次发生。
Similar incidents may occur again and again in the future.
曾经的游戏规则已经彻底改变了。
The rules of the game have been completely changed.
其实这对于冯导
Actually, this is for Director Feng.
韩红那个阶层的人有不同的意义。
People from different classes have different meanings.
同样，对于我们这样的普通人，也有着不一样的意义。
It also has a different meaning for ordinary people like us.
谁先看清其中的趋势
？Who first saw the trend?
在未来。就有可能处于一个更有利一点的位置。
In the future, it may be in a more favorable position.
第二个话题。
Second topic.
一位我关注的老师。
A teacher I follow.
他 他的公众号思想的回廊。
His WeChat public account, Echoes of Thought.
前两天发了一篇文章。
I posted an article 2 days ago.
标题是战时俄罗斯，一份关于异见者命运的记录报告。
Title, A Record of the Fate of Opinion Makers During Wartime in Russia.
文章很长。
The article is very long.
我把主要内容和大家分享一下。
I'd like to share the main points with everyone.
在俄乌战争爆发以后，
After the outbreak of the Russia-Ukraine war,
2022年2月25号超过17000名俄罗斯艺术家、策展人。
February 25, 2022, more than 17,000 Russian artists and curators.
艺术从业者在网络批评杂志上联名签署了一封公开信。
Artists have signed a joint letter to a popular online magazine criticizing the magazine's content.
只有一句话的诉求。
Just one sentence.
不要战争。之后。
After the war.
近5000名科学家和科学记者在平台签署联名信，表示
Approximately 5,000 scientists and science journalists have signed a joint statement on the platform.
这是一场人道灾难。
This is a humanitarian disaster.
这场战争将彻底割断。
This war will completely sever the connection.
俄罗斯与国际科学界的联系。
Russia's connection with the international scientific community.
那些签名在当时是勇气的证明。回头看。
Those signatures were a testament to courage at the time, looking back.
同时也是一份受难者名单的起点。
This is also a starting point for a list of victims.
近千人被以散布虚假信息等战时言论罪名起诉，刑期从数年到15年不等。
Nearly 1,000 people have been prosecuted for spreading false information and wartime rhetoric, with sentences ranging from several years to 15 years.
至少84人被法庭强制送入精神病院。
At least 84 people were forcibly sent to mental hospitals.
何时出院？
When to discharge?
由官方说了算。
According to official sources,
从2022年到2026年，至少43名政治性质在押人员死在监狱里，约80至90万。
At least 43 political prisoners have died in prisons between 2002 and 2026, with a total of 80,000 to 90,000.
俄罗斯人在战争爆发后流亡海外。
Russians fled abroad after the war.
我想看到这些信息。
I want to see this information.
这些数据，
These data,
这都是俄罗斯内部发生的事情。
This is all happening within Russia.
由此来判断这场战争谁是正义的一方。
This is to determine which side is the righteous one in this war.
应该支持哪一方？
Which side should be supported?
我想这是一个很容易回答的问题。
I think this is an easy question to answer.
而那些给出其他解释说法的人，
And those who gave other explanations and interpretations,
他们的立场和认知是怎么回事？
What are their positions and perceptions?
应该也很清楚了。
It should be pretty clear now.
好。
Okay.
今天呢，就跟大家聊这么多。
Today, I will talk to you about this.
希望大家点赞、转发、关注。
Hope everyone likes, shares, and follows.
谢谢大家，再见。
Thank you all, goodbye.